Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this because not sure where to start. Let's go with the all right folks. Let's talk about the philosophical brawl that's happening right now in the safety world. And it started in Vancouver. Yeah, in Vancouver, the Western Conference of Safety. Yeah, our friend of the show, Jeff Lith and Bruce Jackson, put on a session called Investigations Done Differently. Sounds innocent, right? I mean, it sounds like a pretty innocent way of taking an approach of doing investigations. Well, there are some things that they threw down big concept-wise. You know, error is normal, blame fixes nothing, and maybe, and just maybe, we should stop, you know, treating investigations like corporate crime scenes. You know, this is simple stuff to talk about. Now, Jeff's a friend, so we'll also, you know, he also runs a book club, so I also know that he'll be discussing this line by line, and if he's listening right now, Jeff, this is where we're going to take the weird turn, just so you know. And by the way, it's probably, what is it? It's 7:33, it's 3 hours behind, so if you're listening, I don't know why you're awake at this time. But after the session, a well-known advocate for traditional behavior-based safety jumped into the public conversation with a post, you know, in what we call rated R terms, basically said, despite all the razzmatazz around HOP, no one has shown any proof that it reduces incidents or injuries. Maybe it strayed too far from the roots of human performance improvement. That's what the person posted on LinkedIn, because I will go with LinkedIn. And now, where do we begin with everything? So first off, razzmatazz, really? Is a hell of a word of choice here. It makes HOP sound like a Vegas magic act. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. But let's give this some time to take care. It's not trolling. It's real concern. Does HOP work? Yeah, I understand the question. And it just feels like, you know, it feels good framing it with no impact. So let's answer it. Let's answer it the way that we like to answer stuff inside of our shows, because what else would we be doing around here? So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this real quick. If we were waiting for a double-blind peer review meta-analysis before we shift the way that we treat people after a near miss, well, then congratulations. We'll still be reading clipboard notes while we watch the house burn down around us. Kind of how it is. So you want science. Here's some signal. I'm going to give you some signal. Are you familiar with Amy Edmondson's work? You know, work of psychological safety? Just a question. Proven, you know, the correlation to error reporting, learning behaviors, and team adaptation. No theory here, just repeatable outcomes. Carl Wick? You got familiar? Okay. Showed how high reliability organizations don't survive because they eliminate error. They survive because they expect it and design around it. There's another guy. There's another guy that I should probably mention. James Reason? Yeah, he created the Swiss cheese model, not to assign blame, but to visualize how systems fail when multiple small weaknesses align. And the Department of Energy, familiar with them? They embedded human performance principles across the nuclear ops, and guess what? Less blame, better learning, and more robust operations. So it's not razzmatazz. It's architecture. It responds to design as admitting that maybe people aren't the problem. They're the truth the system doesn't want to hear from. So let's kind of come back a little bit for a moment. You should know that what the old safety playbooks did really well was optics, dashboard, compliance, theater. And you know what it didn't do well? Ask why the same damn incidents keep happening every physical quarter, why we pretend that safety moments at the meetings solved it. HOP isn't here to compete with behavior-based safety. I don't think that's ever been the case. It's here to say, what if the behavior isn't the root cause, but the final output of thousands of design flaws stacked on top of each other? And maybe, just maybe, That feels like straight from HBI roots, because it stopped being about system control and started about being about human understanding. Now, back to our guy, Jeff. He's out there flipping the checklist like a bingo night and asking people, what was your best decision today? And weirdly, that's working, because it reframes investigations from what failed to what was holding it together until it didn't. That's not fluffy. That's forensic clarity. So here's the deal. The real question isn't whether if Hop has the data. It's whether we're even measuring the right things to begin with. Because the entire proof of safety success is declining incident rates, but nobody trusts the system enough to report anything. Then you're not safe. You're just blind. And if we're hooked on the idea that safety is a product of perfect behavior instead of resilient systems, then we're just stuck. We're complicit. So let me kind of give you this. So let's ask you this one question for our little philosopher out there. If the systems you built only works when nobody makes the mistakes, what exactly, like seriously, what exactly did you build?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.